for the second time, Donald Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States this afternoon before a smaller crowd than his last inauguration, as it's very cold in Washington, D.C. today. He's promised to sign hundreds of executive orders as soon as he takes office on immigration, tariffs and pardons. Addressing a sports arena packed with his supporters last night, he started by saying, "We won.
We're going to make our country greater than ever before. Hello, Washington, and hello, America. We're all over America. I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country. Tomorrow at noon, the curtain closes on four long years of American decline, and we begin a brand new day of American strength and prosperity, dignity and pride. Bringing it all back. Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to stop the invasion of our borders. We're going to reclaim our wealth. We're going to unlock the liquid gold that's right under our feet, liquid gold. We're going to bring back law and order to our cities. We're going to restore patriotism to our schools, get radical left, woke ideologies the hell out of our military and out of our government. And we are going to make America great again.
Shortly before we came on air, we spoke to our US correspondent, Sean Whelan, and began by asking him what else Donald Trump was saying at that rally last night.
Well, he's been running through a lot of his greatest hits, all the MAGA themes, pushing the hot button issues of immigration control, attacking the Biden regime, saying four long years of failed policies coming to an end, curtain coming down on that, and promising a new dawn, a new go-get-em style administration, promising drill, baby, drill, opening up energy exploration, fracking for gas in Pennsylvania and other states. A lot of the stuff that he'd made his promises during the election campaign, he is now insisting he's going to make good on those promises, and he's going to do it very, very quickly, he says, promising around 100 executive orders to be signed in the coming days, possibly even quite a lot of them today. And there's even a suggestion has been floating around overnight that he may do some of those signings in public at a rally after he has been sworn in on Capitol Hill. He's going back to that basketball and ice hockey arena that he was in central D.C. down the Chinatown district, and is going to go back there to greet at least some of the people who've turned up in Washington, D.C., hoping to see him. But there is this suggestion that he may sign some executive orders there in front of a live audience. And one of them, which he hinted at, I think, in his speech, concerns people who've been convicted for their part in the January 6th attack on the Congress building. He's described them as hostages throughout his election campaign. He did so last night during that speech and said, "I'm going to take executive action," which I think will please an awful lot of people in this very fine arena. 99.9% of the people in this arena will be very pleased with what I'm going to do. Hinting perhaps there that he might sign a pardon for at least some of those convicted, possibly in that basketball arena in front of a live crowd. And that would be a pretty explosive scene, as you can imagine.
Take us through what's going to happen today, because his inauguration is going to be somewhat different.
It is going to be different, and it's driven by the weather. He announced on Friday that it was going to go indoors because normally it takes place on the steps of Congress in front of a large crowd of people, both an invited crowd, then a ticketed crowd near the front of the building, and then a very large number of the general public who turn up on the National Mall to watch from afar and using video screens, but also watching a parade that happens after the swearing-in ceremony involving the presidential motorcade, military bands and lots of other people. That's all been scrapped now. So what's going to happen is the swearing-in ceremony is going to take place in the rotunda underneath the dome of the United States Capitol. That means a much smaller crowd will be in there. Initial estimates were for about 600 people. They're now indicating about 750. Even at that, there's been a tremendous scramble for tickets to be present at that. When you take it that there's going to be over 500 members of Congress would expect to be part of that 600 or 750 people, plus the diplomatic corps, plus VIP guests, which would include these tech giants and barons like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos of Amazon, plus the chief executive of TikTok, an unusual invite there, and the deputy president of China. Again, very unusual invite. It's not normal to invite foreign leaders.
But there is a big crowd gathered in Washington, D.C. for him. Where are they going to go?
Good question. I certainly don't fancy hanging around out there, at least minus four. But the weather service says wind chill factor is going to bring that down to minus nine, maybe minus 10. And, you know, you can stick it for a while, but spending hours and hours and hours. I mean, their doors are opening for the arena at 7 a.m. this morning. He's not going to turn up there until about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if other people who don't get into there are out early, as you would expect, that's an awful lot of time to be exposed to fairly harsh elements. I think it'll be dangerous. There's a lot of areas where police are simply saying, no, just stay at home. Hotels are full of people who've travelled from all over the country. So presumably they're just going to hang around in their hotels or bars and restaurants in the vicinity and watch it as best they can and have as good a time as they can.
Hundreds of executive orders, as you mentioned earlier. When he says day one, he means day one. Many of those orders concern immigrants, tariffs and pardons. Will there be people rounded up today?
Hard to see it happening today, but, you know, you never know. Look, there's a federal agency, ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Their day job, as it were, is to be rounding people up for deportation, people who are in the country illegally. You don't hear too much about it, but you know, that work continues on in the background. Now, there is talk of a fairly substantial raid planned for tomorrow after these executive orders have been signed. That's supposed to take place in Chicago, and that was made public last Friday. Now, that seems a bit odd. If you're going to do a raid to clamp down on illegal immigrants, particularly targeting illegal immigrants who've committed crimes, then why would you give them 4 days head start? It seems a bit weird. It wouldn't surprise me if the clampdown actually happened in another city other than Chicago. But again, we're at this stage now where they plan to make a spectacle of some of the clampdown on immigration in order to send the message out beyond America and beyond the MAGA supporters to the wider world, which would be don't come here.
Will TikTok be back live from today?
Yes, it started to crawl back into life yesterday evening after Trump messaged out on his Truth Social media platform that he intended to cut a deal with TikTok and others, presumably. There is a provision in the law that was passed banning TikTok that gives the president provision to trigger a 90-day pause, the application of the law, in order to see if a deal can be struck, because the law specified either TikTok gets shut down by yesterday or it gets sold from its Chinese owner and transferred to US ownership and control. What Trump is proposing now is effectively that the American government become a joint venture partner to TikTok and whoever else owns the remaining 50% of TikTok America. This doesn't apply to TikTok anywhere else other than the United States of America. But he's saying the US government would take a 50% stake in return for no money, just basically authorizing this social media platform that has 170 million subscribers here in the US to be back in business, which he says will become very valuable for the United States.
That's Sean Whelan in Washington. RTE Television will broadcast a special programme this afternoon with live coverage from Washington and analysis of the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock on RTE One Television and on the RTE News Channel, or you can stream it live on the RTE Player. There'll be updates throughout the day, as always, here on RTE Radio 1.